I'm in Seattle. It's 10 o'clock.
CBS News. Economic sniffles in the Western world. Two European governments have moved to deal with it. I'm Jerry Lande reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The Spanish government Friday night announced a series of measures to cut energy consumption, bring under control the Spanish nation's galloping inflation rate, and reduce costly imports. To conserve energy, speed limits on all highways will be reduced from 80 to 60. There'll be a two-month freeze on the prices of goods and services. In Italy, Premier Giulio Andreotti announced an economic austerity program that would put a partial freeze on high salaries, abolish midweek work holidays, raise the price of gasoline to $2.22 a gallon. Andreotti said Italy's foreign debt of $17 billion could spell economic catastrophe. The unemployment picture in the United States remained virtually unchanged in September. 7.8% of the workforce without jobs, an improvement of only a tenth of a point under August. A slight gain that was offset by a decrease in the total of those employed. Analysts said the new labor data make unlikely the White House goal of bringing joblessness below 7% by year's end. The stock market dropped to its lowest level in nearly 8 months, depressed, analysts say, by the uncertain economic outlook. More news after this.
I guess I'm lucky. My family's always been healthy. Oh, a touch of constipation now and then, but we've got X-Lax for that.
When you need a laxative, shouldn't your first choice be the one more families buy than any other? That's today's X-Lax. Families like the chocolated taste. You'll like the way X-Lax works, gently overnight for relief in the morning. Next time, make gentle chocolated X-Lax your first choice for occasional use only as directed.
We've always been healthy, and X-Lax is part of
it. When the leaves come off, put the white collar on. One collar from Hearts.
Summer's gone, but fleas and ticks are still in season. So keep a Hearts 2-in-1 collar on your dog or cat this fall. To kill fleas, ticks, even ticks that cause dangerous Rocky Mountain spotted fever, the Hearts collar is always in season.
When the leaves come off, put the white collar on. The 2-in-1 collar from Hearts.
President Ford reportedly apologized Friday for his controversial debate remark on Eastern Europe. He did so not on the campaign stump, however, but in a private phone call to Polish-American leaders. Aloysius Mazewski, president of the Polish-American Congress, told CBS News Mr. Ford told him he is fully aware of the Soviet domination of Poland. Mazewski said Mr. Ford apologized for his statement suggesting the contrary on the debate. Earl Butz, until recently Secretary of Agriculture, went to Greenville, Mississippi Friday to defend administration farm policy and again to apologize for the racial slur against blacks that led to his resignation. David Dick reports.
The former secretary said he had apologized for the remark he had made, that it was a grievous mistake, and that he had paid a, quote, rather tremendous price for it. But later, protesters who had heard Butz's explanation said it was not acceptable.
We are embarrassed, we are hurt, and to think that he is a person in the position that he's in and call himself one of our leaders, he owes us an explanation. I think he's a very poor excuse as a human being and as a leader.
Well, you're not here to help the poor.
There were about one dozen protesters at the demonstration, which was peaceful. Butz moved on to a private fundraiser in Indianola, Mississippi. David Dick, CBS News, Jackson.
The late Chairman Mao is to become the Lenin of China, sanctified and permanently on display for all to revere. Barry Kalb reports from Hong Kong.
The Chinese have finally made it official a month after Chairman Mao Zedong died. Mao's body will be embalmed and kept on display in Peking. An official announcement on Friday said a special memorial hall will be established in Peking for the purpose. When the hall is completed, a crystal sarcophagus containing the body will be placed inside. It wasn't clear from the announcement whether the memorial hall will be a new building or whether a room in some existing building like the Great Hall of the People will be converted for holding the body. Barry Kalb, CBS News, Hong Kong.
Now this.
Hey, good buddy, check the seat covers in that blue four-wheeler moving up fast on your left. Right you are, good buddy. Woo!
Today, a lot of people are playing around with CBs for the first time. But these are not toys. At Regency, we make precision equipment, like our CB radios, because you may need one when you're lost. You may need one in an emergency. You may even need one to clean up a neighborhood. Citizens groups use CBs to report crimes in progress. So whatever your reason for buying a CB, get one you can depend on. Get a Regency. Because you never know when you'll need one.
Breaker, breaker. Emergency. Ambulance needed. We have three injured people here.
Regency. We're worth listening to. For CBs, monitor scanners, marine, business, and...
A physics major at Princeton University, John Phillips, says he has produced a working research design for an atomic bomb. Phillips says it took him only 4 months to complete the design from information readily available in public documents. Phillips says his theoretical bomb would have one-third the power of the Hiroshima bomb that killed 70,000. I'm Jerry Landay, CBS News.
Stay tuned for the CBS Mystery Theater next on KIXI AM in Seattle. It's 10:07.
CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Of all the mathematical plane figures that exist, rhomboid, square, parallelogram, et al., the one that causes the most trouble in the human comedy is the triangle. This is the story of a very special triangle called the isosceles, the one that has two equal sides, the third unequal. Because this is a story of that phenomenon, we should consider some other actuarial figures. The chance of twin birth is about 1.25%. But the varieties of twins, the least likely and the most potentially disturbing, are monozygotic, or so-called identical twins, like Joyce and Janice Adams.
This is what you go for, Joyce, right? Your kind of music.
Sure. My thing.
Yeah. You take it over Tchaikovsky.
Does it matter all that much?
Nothing with us can ever matter that much. Or anything. So here. Here, take it all, baby.
Oh, what are you doing? You'll never get rid of me.
Mystery drama, The Tortured Twins, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Marion Seldes and Paul Hecht. It is sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores and CertainTeed Fiberglass Attic Insulation. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
You know, some cars that are economical aren't terribly exciting.
This certainly isn't terribly exciting.
Well, you can't have everything.
And some cars that are fun aren't very economical.
This certainly isn't very economical.
Well, you can't have everything.
Ah, but the Opel Isuzu is different. It has things like a hefty overhead cam engine, rack and pinion steering, reclining bucket seats, and a short throw 4-speed transmission.
Gee, a short throw sounds like fun.
Certainly does.
Want to try it?
Certainly do.
Go
good one. Now I'll throw you.
And besides all that fun, the Opel Isuzu also gives you mileage you wouldn't believe. According to the EPA, with standard four-cylinder engine and four-speed transmission, the Opel Isuzu gets an estimated 23 miles per gallon in the city and a big fat 36 on the highway, bearing in mind, of course, the fact that your mileage may vary.
Bob, we just passed another gas station.
Yeah, and wasn't it fun?
The exciting, economical Opel Isuzu at your Buick Opel dealers.
Dreams. We all seek to understand the many ways in which God reveals His Word. God appeared to Solomon in a dream and asked, "What would you like me to give you?" Solomon replied, "I am young and unskilled in leadership. Would you give me the ability to discern good from evil?" So pleased was God with Solomon's simple request that He gave him much more than he asked for. As well as a wise and shrewd heart, God gave him riches, glory, and long life. He required only that Solomon keep his laws and commandments. Solomon awoke and recognized the truth of his dream and became a king known for righteous judgment. For more, write for your free booklet on dreams and visions to the Foundation Faith, 1147 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10021. That's the Foundation Faith, 1147 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10021.
Nature and necessity, hemmed in by our beliefs, our prejudices, our backgrounds, and the world we have specifically made for our own. But no one is more circumscribed in the life he lives than the actor, the performer, the one in the public eye. Like all Homo sapiens within the jungle of life, this particular breed has its own gathering and watering places and is subject to a rigid pecking order, as, for example...
Come on, Adam, baby. Answer. You just gotta be home. You can't have left for the theater, not without... Oh, come on.
Adam Duncan speaking.
This is your wife, Joyce. Joyce and rejoice. I made it. They bought me. I got it. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
For all Humpty Dumpty's men?
Yeah. For the film. Oh, wouldn't it break you off?
Hey, hold it a minute, honey. What about the play? You have a contract. Run of the play.
Oh, Lou Morris will get me out of that. In sugar, this is a big one.
Yeah, I know. It's great. Only how soon?
That isn't firmed up yet.
Firmed up yet. There's a great little showbiz phrase.
Oh, why do you have to be so difficult?
Who's being difficult? You have a contract. Run of the play. How are we going to wiggle you out of your plate?
That's no problem.
I hope he's right.
This is my big chance. The movie. And it's a terrific part.
Who knows from movies? Okay. Suppose it is. How do I get out of the show?
Adam, what's the big problem? I go to Hollywood for what time it takes. You stay here till it closes. Oh, honey, let's not argue. We'll talk about it after the show tonight.
Well, what about dinner?
I'll just bring in a sandwich or something. Because now... Come on, Adam. I'm a big movie star now. And besides, you think I'm going to miss being at the Algonquin?
The moment I met Joyce Adams, I was lost. She had honey blonde hair, green eyes, and a body. Wow. I mean, it isn't like talent is anything new to me. It's part of the theater, and theater's all of my life. I guess in the last 15 years, since I was like about 18, there hasn't been a legitimate production on Broadway, off or half-off, I haven't seen or made off. And a body is a body, I always figured, until that evening in this little theater made out of an old shoe factory where they were doing Ibsen's Doll's House with Joyce playing Nora, the child wife. She was terrible, but like I said, the moment I saw her, I was gone. So, After the show, I talked her into going down to Phoebe's with me. Oh, that's the off-off-Broadway Sardi's, so we could talk. You sure you don't want a real drink?
No. I just love cherry cream soda.
Oh.
I know it isn't good for my figure, but I just love it.
Yeah. Well, so far it doesn't seem to have done any damage. you want another?
Well, gee, could I? I mean, I don't even really know you.
Yeah, you'd really better watch out for me.
Well, you wouldn't tempt me all that much with cherry cream sodas. But what was this about a part in a real Broadway play?
Oh, it's a shot in the dark, Joyce. All right to call you that?
It's my name. What'd you say was yours?
Adam. Adam Duncan. You see, right now I'm a nobody. I'm an assistant stage manager and understudy on a production William Lloyd is putting on, The Duke and the Doll. They're looking for an unknown for the part of the doll.
Gee, isn't that the one where Judson Holmes is going to play the Duke?
That's right. And you would be just perfect for the part of the doll. Looking into those lovely sea-green wide-open eyes, some alarm bell should have sounded somewhere inside me, telling me that this girl only existed from her eyes down. The attic was empty. But I was too zonked out to believe that, and events moved so fast I didn't have time to think about it. Because she got the part, and she was a smash, even if the show didn't get much in reviews. And anyway, who cared? Because the Sunday of the week we opened, Joyce and I were married and had a 24-hour honeymoon at Atlantic City.
Gosh, it's not as romantic as I always thought it would be. I just never thought it would be so cold at the beach.
Well, honey, it is the last day of October.
Yeah, but still, it's Atlantic City.
Oh, my adorable wife, you are something else. Too much.
Now I feel all warm and scroogey. Go back to the hotel.
You know, it's the funniest thing. That's just what I had in mind, too. Joyce was like laughing gas. A whiff of her and you were in orbit. The 24 hours passed on cloud 8. Then we were back in New York and under the influence of another kind of excitement. Phones ringing, agents, offers, all the wild madness of overnight success. Oh, not the play. Joyce. And then suddenly, the plum of the year drops right in her lap. The chance to play the sex symbol in the year's hottest film property.
Honey, they're waiting for us at Sardi's. Let's go.
Hey, they can wait. They can wait. We've got to look a few things straight in the face.
My agent has the director meeting me, too, as well as Mr. Jenner, the producer.
Now, just stop a moment to talk to Mr. Adam Duncan, your stage manager and sometime husband.
What do you mean, sometime?
It's just a manner of speaking. Honey, you can't go signing for a movie while you're still under a theater contract.
Oh, they don't need me. Mr. Holmes is a star. They can get anybody for me.
Sure. That's why your phone is ringing and you're getting all the offers while this cockamamie play has no advance and the only thing that keeps the box office alive is word of mouth about you.
Well, I don't like doing the same thing over and over again. And this is new. This is a movie. What I always wanted to do.
Joyce, you just don't know. It's a jungle out there. They eat up little girls like you and spit them down the drain. The theater's something else.
You mean you don't want me to be a star?
I don't want you to get the fever. Nothing comes easy in this business.
Well, I don't know. I've been pretty lucky so far. Anyway, it's what I want to do.
I mean, what kind of money are they talking about?
Oh, that's up to Lou, isn't it?
Yes and no. I mean, what are you going to live on out there? Can we swing it on our budget?
Oh, I'll live with Janice, of course. My sister. Remember?
It isn't exactly the best time to move in with her. I mean, she just lost her husband.
Oh, he was a big mistake.
Mistake or not, I thought your sister Janice was trying to sell the house.
Well, she hasn't yet. And by the time she gets a buyer, we're going to be rich, and I'm going to be famous. So now can I go to Sardi's? I've never been able to go there ever before and feel really important.
So we went to Sardi's and I was a fifth wheel. But Joyce was in seventh heaven. And everything went off like the storybooks and a star was on the way to being born. She was signed, let out of a contract with the Duke and the Doll, and off she went to the Golden Capital. Within 6 weeks, the show she left died, and I caught the first plane for the coast. The moment I hit L.A., I headed straight for Chelsea Drive, right off Coldwater Canyon, near the Beverly Canyon Hotel. That was where Mrs. Westrew, Joyce's widowed sister, lived. I rang the bell. The door opened, and there was the woman I loved that I'd been aching for the last month and a half. And I gobbled her up in my arms. Oh, baby, oh, darling, my beloved.
Wait.
You ask a man who has lived on less than bread and water to
listen,
wait.
You crazy man.
I will listen to nothing but total surrender.
That's marvelous, Adam, except you've got the wrong girl.
Oh, don't try to foist me off, babes. Or tell me you've gone Hollywood. You're my girl, and you better know
but
it.
But I'm not.
And why not?
I'm not, Joyce.
What?
I'm Janice. I'm her sister.
You what? Come on, Joyce, what's the rib? What are you giving me? Hey, you're being for real? You're Joyce's sister, but I mean...
Didn't she tell you we were twins?
Yeah, sure. I guess she said twins. I just thought sister.
Whew.
This is just not possible.
What?
Well, I mean, people look like each other, but... Well, sure, it's been a few weeks since I saw Joyce. You'd think I'd know my own wife. Hey, you're putting me on?
Honestly, I'm not.
I should have known. Actually, you don't sound anything like each other.
Oh, I'm the second fiddle.
No. I didn't mean that. You have a lovely voice.
Thank you.
And obviously, you're the loveliest looking woman I've ever known, since I can't tell you from my wife.
Well, I'm sure you'll find enough differences between us so you won't be confused.
Such a simple statement, and yet how prophetic it was to prove to be. Meeting Joyce later that day when she came back from the studio, it was weird. I mean, I was acutely aware of the differences, and not just only in the sound of the voice.
It's a drag, but it's exciting, too. Only I just get so strung out. I mean, I am pooped. I just want to lie down and sleep.
Yeah, well, I'm glad my arrival's giving you such a lift.
Oh, honey, you know I'm glad to see you. It's just I'm so tired.
Okay, so you're tired.
Now you're mad at me.
I'm not mad. You just don't seem exactly spaced out that I'm back with you again.
Oh, don't you worry about that, babykin. Your little Joyce loves you all, too. Oh, let me just pop a pep pill. And I'll have a bath. And then I'll show you just how much. You're my number one man. You're my fella. You're my big daddy. And don't you ever think for one minute I'd ever let you go.
Who wants to go? I just arrived.
I'm never going to let you go again. I'm never going to be without you. I'm just going to hang around you like a little old anchor around your neck. I love you, Adam. I need you. And the only way you'll ever be rid of your baby doll is for me to die. You ever wanted to walk out on me, you'd have to kill me first.
I smothered that kind of crazy talk with a kiss. Only the terrible thing was that as I held Joyce, felt her move against me in all the old exciting ways, behind my closed eyes, the face and the body was the same. But my ears were remembering that low, musical voice of Janice's. Her even, steady, amused, and gentle sureness. And the impression I'd gotten of a strong and subtle intelligence. Joyce's twin. Identical in appearance, but so different in character. And even as I kissed my wife hungrily, I couldn't banish the earlier embrace I had held her sister in. And insistently, terribly, a phrase was ringing in my head in Joyce's tinkly, phony, jangling, baby doll voice. If you ever wanted to walk out on me, you'd have to kill me first.
What would it be like, do you suppose, to fall in love with a woman and then find that she wasn't the only one of her kind? And if you liked the second image better, could you change partners? Or would the desire to do that lead you to incredible lengths that you could never dream of?
I shall return shortly with Act Two.
When a woman buys a shirt for her man, it's usually a pretty good sign that she loves him. And because she loves him, she wants that shirt to be something special. Something you'll be happy with for a long time, even if he's hard to please. Buying a shirt for the man she loves is one place a woman doesn't want to miss. That's why for a long time now, women have been buying more Arrow shirts than any other kind. Because it's hard to miss with Arrow. Arrow makes shirts that look good, feel good, and fit good from the collar to the tail. Shirts that look like today, but don't look like yesterday a month after you bought them. Shirts that are worth exactly what they cost. Button for button and stitch for stitch. For the man you love, even if he's hard to please, it's hard to miss with Arrow.
It's hard to miss with Arrow. Arrow shirts.
Arrow, America's shirt maker.
Have you winterized your car yet? This is Gene King for the Council of Better Business Bureaus. You know, with winter not that far away, many motorists are looking for bargains in antifreeze products. But don't be fooled by so-called inexpensive solutions, which promise to do the same thing as regular antifreeze. These solutions usually contain methanol, a solution which boils away quickly. You could be hurting your car's engine rather than helping it run smoothly. You know, times are hard, but be sure you don't have to pay two prices. One for the so-called bargain antifreeze, and another for real antifreeze when the first solution boils away. Why not have your regular service station attendant check your antifreeze? If the mixture needs to be changed, don't buy just any antifreeze product. Check the label first. And while you're at it, it's a good idea to have the hoses and connections in the cooling system checked, too. This is a common trouble spot in winter.
It occurs to me that I didn't mean to be chauvinistic. Why dwell only on the one male, unequal side of our isosceles triangle? There are the other equal sides, or at least by normal measurement, that now demand some study and exploration. The females, Joyce and Janice, identical twins physically, but how diverse as individuals. How stressful or how violent will their contrasting personalities threaten the slender figure of the triangle? Three simple straight lines which presently join, but under opposing forces, could be blown out of existence. For example.
Hello?
Janice, it's Adam.
You're beginning to recognize me.
Well, I can always tell you now.
By my voice?
By so many other things.
Adam, if you want to talk to Joyce, I'm afraid you're out of luck.
Oh, isn't she home from the studio yet? Van Williams always stopped shooting on the dot of five.
And our baby doll always comes straight home. And on the stroke of 5:30 is...
Oh, not wallowing in the bubble bath again.
Every night. It's a ritual.
With the radio blaring away, I'll bet. You know, that worries me.
Oh, my husband said it's built in. There's no danger. Even with wet hands.
Even acid rock.
Well, not my favorite brand of music, but...
Well, then why don't you object?
Because she's my favorite sister. Why'd you call, Adam?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of tickets for the ballet. It's Romeo and Juliet with Champlain and Asturieff. I was going to ask her if she'd like to meet me downtown. Oh, no, look, tell her I have the tickets and I'll drive home and pick her up, okay?
Okay. Lucky bums.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get three, Jen. But...
Oh, I was just pulling your leg. I've got packing and general house cleaning to do anyway.
Packing?
Well, none of your business. Now, you get back here and take your wife out so you can fall in love with her all over again. And don't mind me if I sound jealous. It's only because I am. Ciao, Bello.
I hung up with one word ringing in my ear, churning in my stomach, shaking me up but good. Jealous. I told myself it was accidental, just kidding around, but I knew better. No matter how deep I tried to bury the truth, 2 weeks living in the same house with both Joyce and Janice had taught me that. 2 weeks. I knew it within 2 minutes after I had met Janice. Remember the old ads? Which twin has the Tony? Well, I knew which twin should have the Adam. But I couldn't admit that to myself. I brushed it out of my mind and went home. Joyce!
Who's that?
Joyce, you still in there?
What?
Joyce, it's Adam. Turn that damn radio down.
What did you say?
I said, turn the damn... I just wanted you to turn the radio off so you could hear me.
I can hear you.
Yeah, are you still in the bathtub?
No, honey, I'm just coming out.
Hello, precious. You're late getting home.
Yeah.
I didn't have anyone to scrub my bath.
I was finding myself a job.
A job?
Yeah, not much, but a good start with a classic rep.
What's that?
Oh, it's like off-Broadway New York. Maybe more like off-off.
No money.
Yeah, that's where we started. But it's my kind of theater.
Oh, lover, we're in the big time now.
Oh, you are, not me.
Well, I don't see why you have to waste your time with culture and all that jazz. I mean, what's in it for you?
Oh, satisfaction, excitement, balm for my immortal soul. And something very special for tonight. The producer can't use them, and he gave them to me.
Gave you what?
Two tickets for Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, Shakespeare? Come on, baby, I'm tired. Anyway, you made me sit through that play once. I thought it would never end.
No, this isn't the play. It's the ballet with the Tchaikovsky music.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Ballet? That really bores me out of my gourd.
It's with Champlain and Astoria.
Who?
Joyce, they're the top dancers in the world.
Okay, honey. If it's all that important to you, why don't you take Jan? I'll just watch some TV. Terry Sales has a special on tonight. I just don't want to miss it.
That schlock comic?
He fractures me. I mean, he really lays me out. Oh, I know you don't go for him. So take Jan to the ballet. Look, if it was any other woman, I wouldn't let you out of the door. But I know you're safe with Jan.
But that was the whole trouble. I wasn't safe with Jan at all. Nor was she very safe with me. I guess that's the only reason she was with me that night. Because on the way home, after turning off Sunset onto Coldwater, just as we came to Chelsea Drive, she said...
Don't turn, Adam. Just keep going.
Where?
To the next right. Into the Ellsworths driveway.
Okay.
And cut your lights.
Why here?
They're away.
Okay.
Cut the motor. We've got to talk about things, get some things straight. Particularly after tonight.
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yes.
Maybe that's the greatest thing about ballet. No words needed. Like us.
Oh, don't. It's what we have to talk about.
We don't need any words to tell each other that.
Oh, no. Adam, darling.
I've been wanting to do this again on purpose ever since it happened by accident.
No more than I. No. No. It's the last thing I meant to happen.
Yeah, or I expected to.
It isn't why I brought you here.
And why?
I'm going away. Oh, please don't. Please don't touch me, please.
Going away? Where?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Around the world.
But when?
Well, the sooner the better, wouldn't you say?
Well, that's no answer.
Well, neither is this. Or how we feel about each other. So what is...
All right. Look, we sit down. We face facts like three rational people.
Well, that's just the trouble. We can't.
Why not?
Because Joyce and I are not only sisters, we're twins. Identical twins. And hurting her would be just as... more difficult than trying to hurt myself.
All right. Now, hold it.
She needs you, Adam.
For what? To teach her how to act so she doesn't go to the studio and fall flat on her pretty face. That's all she needs me for.
No, it isn't. But even if it were, it would be enough. It's what she's wanted all her life. It would kill her if she lost it just when it was in her hands.
What?
Being a star. Listen. She was the second of us to arrive. She's always been number two, or felt that way. And now she's number one, a career, a husband, and probably a lot of money. Anyway, that doesn't matter.
Why not?
Because so long as she lives, I've promised myself I'd never willingly do anything to hurt her. Nor would I want to. We're two people by accident, you see. Actually, we're only one.
I tried, but I knew it was hopeless. No amount of argument would change Janice's mind. So we drove home. She went up to her bed. And after a stiff drink, I went up to mine. And Joyce. Fortunately, as I opened the door, I could hear that Joyce was asleep. I crossed to her bed and looked down on her. A shaft of moonlight lit her face, and I looked in wonder and amazement at the woman I married, who could just as easily have been the woman I now loved. And suddenly, horribly, the memory of some accidental words of Jan sprang up in my mind as if written there in fire.
As long as she lives, I've promised myself I'd never do anything willingly to hurt her.
I undressed quickly and got into bed, but it was a long time before I could get to sleep. Usually I have to wake and turn off the alarm in the morning, but this morning Joyce actually got to it first. While she was in the bathroom getting ready for the studio car to pick her up, I lay in a half daze.
Where did the time go? I'm late.
Oh, I thought you had the day off.
Oh, I did, and then there was something the matter with one of the reels of film yesterday. We got a reshoot.
You want me to get you some breakfast?
No, I haven't time to get it on the set. Oh, how was last night?
I was heaven. You should have been there.
Not me. That ballet scene leaves me cold. So how did you and Jan get along?
Oh, you know how I get along with your sister. I love her.
My twin sister.
Don't have to be told that. It's tough enough to tell you apart.
Yeah. It's kind of like why I brought the subject up. See, we're strange. Awful strange, Adam. People like me and Jan. They're special vibes, and no ordinary person could know just how special.
That's bad?
No. Most of the times it's good. I wouldn't want them ever to be bad. But you see, sometimes I get screwy ideas. I know I'm not all that bright. I try to forget I have them, but I had this dream last night, and I want to tell you something.
The dream?
No, just about it. I mean, well, I know it was way out, but it made me think. What if you should like Jan better than me?
Joyce, I'm your husband.
Well, I put it another way. If anything happened to me, would you turn to Jan?
How can I answer a question like that?
You don't have to. I will. I'm going to tell you... Oh, the studio car. Just let me put it this way. If I ever lost you anyway to anyone, you know something?
What?
You'd never get anything from it. Because you can't ever get rid of me. Alive or dead, I'm going to haunt you the rest of my life. How's that for the crazies? Oh, I love you, Adam Duncan. Keep the home fires burning.
The things that people think. It was all clear as glass. Joyce, the clinging vine who would never leave me. Jan, the woman I loved, who would never have anything to do with me as long as Joyce was alive. A simple enough equation. The only escape was for Joyce to die. But how? Would I have the nerve? And how could I get away with it?
Who are any of us to criticize? Haven't we all, in anger, despair, or frustration, uttered threats, sometimes out loud, or perhaps only in the mind, that were mad enough to kill someone, or you drive me so crazy I could murder you? But of course, none of us ever did anything about it. Will Adam Duncan? I'll return shortly with Act 3.
To get your car started this winter, start getting it in shape right now with auto supplies from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you about those featured in their Winter Driving Values ad in this month's Popular Science magazine. For example, the TrueTest Lifetime Battery. It still puts out 5,000 watts of power even at 0 degrees Fahrenheit, so you can be sure your car will start on cold mornings. And it comes with a lifetime guarantee. Add Gold Eagle Gummer Chaser to your car's gas tank or carburetor to protect the engine against icing and stop stalling. A pint is just 88 cents. And winter can be just as hard on your car's body as it is on your own. So protect your car with a Duro Rust Proofing Kit, just $9.99. It includes everything you need to prevent rust, both inside and out. So see these winter driving values in this month's Popular Science magazine and get them at participating True Value hardware stores. Remember, True Value, more than just a name, it's their way of doing business.
Hear ye, hear ye! All residents are being offered the opportunity to become drown-proof.
Hey, Bud, what's this drown-proof bit?
Can you swim, sir?
No.
Then the YMCA wants to drown-proof you and every other non-swimmer in town by teaching you how to swim.
No kidding.
That's right. Think of the fun and exercise you'll have swimming, and you'll be able to enjoy all the other water sports, too, in safety. That's something to celebrate in this bicentennial year.
What's the bicentennial got to do with it?
How did George Washington get to Trenton?
He crossed the Delaware in a rowboat.
Sir, would the father of our country have set foot in a rowboat if he couldn't swim? He had to set a good example.
Like father, like son, eh?
And like mother, like daughter. Martha knew how to swim, too. Everybody's welcome at the Y to learn how to swim. So drown-proof yourself and your family and make George Washington proud of you. Hear ye, hear ye!
Adam Duncan is now convinced that he can never have Janice unless Joyce is dead. And equally convinced that the same is true unless death seems incontrovertibly accidental. It's been an agonizing week for him as the day of Janice's departure draws closer and closer, and he has still not solved the how of Joyce's death. Now, at the last moment, he feels he has. And I'm only going to be omniscient enough to tell you that as far as the police are concerned, he could get away with it.
Who is it?
Adam, Jan. Hey, what's all this?
Oh, I didn't expect you home in the middle of the day. Just stuff. I'm getting ready to move out.
Oh? When?
End of the week.
Does Joyce know about this?
Of course.
Oh, you might have told me. I guess we'll have to find somewhere else to live.
Oh, no, the house is yours.
I can't afford it.
Joyce can. Who cares? I can. There wasn't much in my marriage with Jim, but he did leave me more money than I'll ever need, so the house is yours.
It isn't the house I care about. It's who is in it.
Well, we've solved that question. You and Joyce.
And if there shouldn't be a Joyce?
Things are as they are. What can we do, Adam? But leave it at that.
That really should have settled it. But I wasn't willing to let it go at that. Suddenly I knew how to get away with it. It was just a matter of timing. In all the hours I sat and thought about it, the best thing I had going was habit. A meticulous director who bent over backwards never to work into overtime. A wife who felt it necessary to soak herself in a bubble bath every night and to drown herself in cheap rock music. The factor of time. And a cocktail party where I was going to be highly visible at the Ford Hotel on Wiltshire Boulevard. That involved Janice as well. When it came, as Shakespeare says, to the sticking point, it was really all so simple. One tube was all I had to take out of that sybaritic bathroom radio set.
Who is that?
Adam.
Come on in, baby.
No radio?
Oh, it conked out. Something wasn't working. How come you're here so early?
I sneaked out. Must have been clairvoyant. Look
what I have for you.
A portable radio. Now, how did you know I needed a lift?
Oh, let's just call it ESP. Plug this in first. That your speed?
Yeah. That's Hindenburg and the satellite. Man, that is love. You could turn it down.
Forget it. What's worth doing is worth doing well. You go for this, don't you?
My kind of music.
You'd take it over Tchaikovsky?
Yes. Does it matter all that much?
No, Joyce. Nothing with us could ever matter that much. Or anything. Here. Take it all, baby.
What are you doing? That's dangerous.
We've been living dangerously, baby, and you give me no way out.
You'll never get rid of me.
I don't know what I really expected. Probably the last thing that it would be all so easy.
The easy walk through the shrubbery to the Ellsworth driveway, picking my car up unseen and driving to meet Janice as if nothing had happened, right on the dot of six, as was planned. With plenty of people to see us at that specific hour. While back in the bathroom, portable clock radio lay in the bathtub as dead as the woman that shared it, its hands recording the time of her death as 16 minutes after 6, the moment the short circuit had stopped the radio and Joyce.
Where do you suppose Joyce is?
Search me. I came straight over from my agent's office.
Did you call before you left?
Sure, sure. I thought maybe I could pick her up. She said she'd just gotten home and would come over by herself, so I headed straight here.
Maybe we ought to give her a ring. She might have fallen asleep.
Yeah, let's see. 6:45. Maybe we ought to.
We went through the mockery of a call to a woman long dead, but who was to appear as having just died in the subsequent police investigation. The timing was perfect. The alibi unassailable. The verdict, death through misadventure. And I was free, as was Janice. The only problem in the way of our future together was to bide our time. I should say my time, since Janice was no part of what I'd done. I had bought our future. I simply had to wait a little while for delivery, I thought.
Yes? Oh, I really don't think it's a very good time to speak to her husband. Oh, yes, Mr. Duncan is here, but we've just returned from the funeral and I... Well, hold on just a moment, please.
Yes, Mr. Bonner. Yeah, I understand. Sure, I see your problem. Well, not right at the moment, but... Well, by Monday, after the weekend, I might be able to make more sense. As I beg your pardon? Oh, sure, sure. That's very kind of you. Yes, yes, it has been a sad loss. Thank you.
That was Joyce's producer, wasn't it?
Yes. Ghoul.
What do you mean?
Well, just what I said. Another in the general school of Barracuda. Well, he's got a major film over 3/4 completed. Without Joyce, he's got about $3-4 million of film. You might as well dump in the sea or burn up. Unless...
Unless what?
Well, do I have to tell you?
Oh, no. Oh, not me, Adam. I'm not an actress. I've got nothing to offer them.
You were the only person in the world nobody could tell apart from Joyce.
But you yourself. I mean, you know I don't sound anything like her.
Oh, thank God. Well, that's a trick you could learn. I could teach you.
No, what for? I don't care about you, Mr. Bonner, or his old picture. Let him worry about it.
Sure, sure, of course. But, well, it is a lousy break for him. I mean, what happened to Joyce and... could mean a lot to our future.
Our future?
Well, I hope after this is all over, we are going to have one.
Oh, Adam... I'm scared.
Why?
How could I make anyone else understand who hasn't been, who hasn't been the other half of someone else?
The other is dead.
Don't make it sound so cruel.
Well, I didn't mean to. It's just the way things are. Except for Bonner.
Bonner?
The film. Look, would you be willing to complete it if I helped you?
All right, Adam. If it's what you want and it's right for us, I'll do it.
I was the mastermind. I held all the strings in my hand. I knew just what I was doing, and I was invincible. For what I offered a lost director and a frantic producer with a $3 to $4 million bomb on his hands, I was set for life. If I could only teach Janice to sound as much like Joyce as she looked.
You wanted me dead. How can you dare to resurrect me? Resurrect me!
It was a dream. Joyce's voice in my ears. Sure, I had been recalling it, but in memory, not in actuality. Was I awake or asleep? Joyce, Joyce, is that you?
Who else?
You're dead.
For everyone else, except you.
Suddenly, I was awake, bathed in sweat. Joyce was dead. I had gotten rid of her. How could she be alive?
But golly, I don't want to get shot at or anything.
I'll look out for you, baby.
And all the other things you promised me?
It goes with the job, too.
A penthouse apartment? Mink? No. Sable, and one of them long cars with a chauffeur.
Anything you want, sweetheart, so long as you pay the price.
What's the price?
You never know that till someone hands you the bill. Hey, Jan, this is great.
That I can sound like my kid sister?
Well, like in the flesh.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't put it that way. She is dead, you know.
Yes, I guess I ought to.
But sometimes I wonder if you do. Look, if it means so much. Yes, I'll fill in and finish the movie, but after that, I only want to be myself.
Most people don't know the tedium, the endless amount of takes, the close-ups, the medium shots, and of course the master shots that cover everything. It would be hard to explain to the average person that a simple phrase like, I love you, might have to be repeated again and again, maybe 20, 30, 40 times. And not necessarily the way you might want to say it yourself, but patterned and inflected, just as the director, the producer, the power behind the camera might dictate. And so, for 6 or 7 endless weeks, Janice submitted herself to the forces which had shaped her twin sister. And finally, the picture was over, and she came home.
Adam.
Hey, today was the wrap?
Yep.
Oh, that's great, Jan. What a relief.
You're really all that happy, sweetie pie?
Of course. Now you don't have to sound like Joyce anymore. You can be yourself.
I can be what?
Yourself, Janice. The woman I love.
But I am the woman you love.
Come on, Janice, knock it off. You don't have to sound like that silly kid sister of yours.
You mean the woman you married?
I mean the woman I married the second time.
What?
Come on, honey. What are you doing to me? I married Joyce, which was a mistake. Then I married you, which was the best thing I ever did in my life.
Are you so sure? I mean, baby, baby, sweetheart. You love me all that much?
Okay, okay, Janice, cut it out.
Janice?
Are you all right?
Well, that's the question you should be asking yourself, lover. Which of us did you really marry? And which of us did you kill?
What?
You know how it is with twins. There's an ESP that no one else could understand. Whatever happens to one strikes a mirror chord in the other.
You know?
Know what, darling? Why do you look so terrified?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't even know who you are.
Your wife, darling. I can answer that.
Yeah, I know, but which one, which...
But won't it be interesting for you to try to figure out?
No.
I mean, since I have the money, Where can you run?
No.
Whatever you paid into this marriage, I promise you, you'll get exactly what you bought. So think of me as I am, big lover, or as you made me, because I'm yours till death do us part.
Quite recently, there was a disturbance on the Golden Gate Bridge. A man had climbed into the superstructure with the object of committing suicide. Despite heroic efforts by the police, the man, an unemployed member of several theatrical unions, plunged to his death. He was identified by his wife, a resident of Los Angeles, as Adam Duncan. I'll be back shortly.
Reach out and touch her, send her the sunshine. Oh, reach on with a gift of love from the florist of FTD.
The FTD Sunshiner is an enchanting bouquet of daisies and other sunbright flowers that will bring sunshine into her day the moment she receives it. It's a sunny way of remembering birthdays, anniversaries, or any happy occasion. Your florist can send the Sunshiner almost anywhere by wire. If you say, send it the FTD way.
All you gotta do is reach out and touch her. Send her the Sunshiner. Reach out and touch her. Send her the Sunshiner. Reach out with a gift of love from the florists of FTD. Come on and reach out with a gift of love from the florists of FTD.
Hemorrhoid sufferers, the proof is here. Proof from leading doctors and hospitals of a medication that helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation. It's doctor-tested, hospital-tested Preparation H. Hundreds of tests prove that in many cases, Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief of occasional pain and itch and helps shrink swollen, inflamed hemorrhoidal tissues. Preparation H, ointment or suppositories, use only as directed. Doctor-tested, hospital-tested Preparation H helps shrink swollen hemorrhoidal tissues.
If your attic has less than 6 inches of insulation on the floor, you're being robbed every day without ever knowing it. To stop the under-insulation robber and possibly save up to 30% on the cost of fuel to heat and cool your home, inspect your attic. Then see your neighborhood CertainTeed building materials dealer or insulation contractor. CertainTeed fiberglass attic insulation will stop that robber once and for all.
Not all stories are pleasant, as indeed not all people are. The happiest thing to dwell on is how few... Oh, now I must search for a careful word. What shall it be? Well, let's settle for an old-fashioned word. Rotters, no-gooders. Anyway, human beings with nothing much to recommend them get away with murder. Or do they? Certainly not in my stories. They always have to pay when it comes to the end. Our cast, Marion Seldes and Paul Hecht. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Yeah.
listening to KIXI AM in Seattle. We're coming up on 11 o'clock and time for the news from CBS.
CBS News. The Soviet Union is reported to have concluded its first friendship treaty with a state in southern Africa, Angola. I'm Mike Stanley reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The 20-year treaty, according to the Reuters News Service, was signed Friday in Moscow by Angolan President Agostinho Neto and Soviet Communist Party leader Leonid Brezhnev. The new treaty, according to the official TASS news agency, provides for wider cooperation in economic, technological, and scientific fields, trade, and culture. The wording of the pledge to cooperate with each other and with other peace-loving states is reminiscent of the Soviet backing given NATO's MPLA independence movement. The MPLA, with an important assist from Cuban troops last November, defeated rival Western-backed movements in the fight for control of Angola. CBS News continues following this message.
It's Sunday morning, and you're driving the gang up to Lake Wanahatchee, Mommy. In the back of the station wagon, the kids are playing a little game. It sounds like handball. In the front seat, your wife is wrestling with a map. Mm-mm, the map wins. Suddenly up ahead, you see what you all need. Breakfast at McDonald's.
You're the one. At last, the weekend's here. You're the one. Families together, the road is clear.
Start your weekend with breakfast at McDonald's. There's hotcakes and sausage topped with syrup and butter. Fresh eggs scrambled in butter and served with sausage. And our own breakfast sandwich, Egg McMuffin, made with Canadian bacon. Get your family together and let McDonald's get your breakfast together.
Bring your family, you know you should. Put a great start on your weekend.
You're on your way again and you feel great.
Ho-ho. At McDonald's, we do it all for you.
Troops and police moved to the university campus in Bogota, Colombia Friday night to quell student demonstrations against reimposition of a state of siege. There were no immediate reports of casualties or arrests. In Thailand, the military group that seized control Wednesday in a swift coup made an appointment to give the new government the appearance of a civilian administration. Peter Collins has that story in Bangkok.
The new civilian prime minister was introduced on nationwide radio and television by the leader of the military group which toppled the previous elected government 2 days ago. The prime minister is an obscure 49-year-old lawyer and university lecturer named Tanin Krivichian. He said in a speech that he would take over from the military group in about 2 weeks. The new prime minister laid down a 5-point program for his government. The first priority was to fight communism, then to rid the bureaucracy of corruption and to end mistreatment of the people by government officials, next to end rural poverty, and finally to prevent attempts to change Thailand's constitutional monarchy. Peter Collins, CBS News, Bangkok.
President Ford, in a Lawton, Oklahoma meeting with about 50 cattlemen from Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas, said Friday night, there's a high degree of likelihood affirmative action will be taken within the next 24 hours on the imposition of beef import quotas. The action is one Democratic candidate Jimmy Carter says is overdue. Telephoning Chicago, Mr. Ford personally apologized to the head of the nation's largest Polish-American organization for his debate statement that Eastern Europe is not under Soviet domination. Polish-American Congress President Aloysius Mazewski quoted the president as saying he was sorry it ever happened. Carter, obviously loving the president's Wednesday night boo-boo, hammered away at it Friday in campaign appearances in Albuquerque, El Paso, and Cleveland. Independent presidential candidate Eugene McCarthy Friday night decided in Madison, Wisconsin, to throw some pointed barbs in Carter's direction.
Here's a man whom Democratic liberals say we must have. Well, as governor, he approved electronic eavesdropping in the state of Georgia and suggested it could be used even in the case of auto theft. Now, that's carrying it a long way. I suggested that in the case of auto theft, we ought to just, you know, charge the Hertz rates. Or else give them a car and make them support it.
The former Minnesota senator spoke to a group at the National Conference of Electors meeting at the University of Wisconsin. Now this.
the paints that Sears used in Boston's Old North Church are now on sale. Save $4 on Easy Living Paint, Sears Best Flat Finish Interior Latex. Save $4 on Sears Best Semi-Gloss. Both cover in one coat for a tough, beautiful finish that later stands up to years of washing. Regularly $11.99, now each $7.99 a gallon. Save $4 each on Easy Living and Sears Best Semi-Gloss for great American homes like yours.
No question about it, it was a grand and glorious Fourth. That's the way we celebrated our bicentennial. But an even more important date is coming, November 2nd. This is Charles Osgood, CBS News, urging you to celebrate this bicentennial election day with your vote. A reminder from the CBS Radio Network.
Spain Friday night announced a series of measures aimed at cutting both energy consumption and the country's galloping inflation rate. The Madrid government imposed a two-month price freeze on goods and services in an attempt to cure an economy Deputy Prime Minister Alfonso Osorio described as in serious condition. Mike Stanley, CBS News.
KIXI time is 11:06, and we continue with music on a Friday evening.